Quite positive. Everybody is laughing about how hard it was. It's amazing how much pain one can endure in less than 3 minutes, and in fact, well under 3 minutes. And I think some were impressed with how good they felt in qualification and through the quarters, and then some were a little bit surprised by how different, how much harder the finals felt than the qualification.
And how do you kind of handle that recovery? Like, is it feel different as far as what people are saying than a normal sprint heat, or is it all kind of the same?
Yeah, today is pretty unique. It skis a little bit in a sense like a city sprint, where sometimes we're warming up on roller skis or on foot. Athletes were all prepared with running shoes, running gear, which included ice buds because it was incredibly icy out there. And we had confidence in that warm-up plan because we knew the majority of the athletes would be doing a large part of their warm-up on running, by running. The way the athletes got from the finish to back to the start for the qualification was by walking down. So it was just a 3 minute little jog down. But then for the between the heats, there were six different electric snow machines, and they put on a organizing committee jacket and helmet and were passengers on a snowmobile on the way down, one athlete per sled.
And as far as moving into the next stage, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we are very hopeful that the weather will allow Storlane to Meeroker to happen. It's looking like it could be a little windy or a little snowy, and there's some discussion as to whether or not that event can be held. Of course, safety is got to be the number one priority, but if this race can go off, some of us skied it the other day, some of the staff, and it's a spectacular race course, point to point. I really hope everybody has the opportunity to do it. If they aren't able to hold this next race, the backup plan is a 15K mass start skate in Meeroker on about a 3 or 4K loop. They weren't exactly sure that we know it won't be a 5K loop, probably 3.75, and it'll be 15K for both men and women, and that's the backup plan.